Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares. You ain't gonna get no presents from Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
Live.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well.
Live!
Oh, dude.
We're doing it, guys. This is a podcast.
How's your coffee, Mark?
I don't know. It's black.
Hey, first of all, guys.
What?
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Guys, you'll never believe this. Sunday, I was at the gym.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Why? Hey!
Jinx.
End of story.
All right.
playing basketball with a guy. You
butt
know,
playing.
I, what? Butt playing. Been playing. Hey, hey. This me and this guy have been playing for a little bit. I was like, hey, what's your name, man? He's like, Gary. I was like, happy birthday, Gary.
Did he get it?
He just laughed. He goes, it's not my birthday. I was like, well, you never know. So, hey, we're famous.
It's worth a shot.
You're spread.
That's someone named themselves after our podcast.
You're spreading viral. Like, he doesn't even know.
No.
And then somebody's going to say, have you heard the happy birthday, Carrie? And he'll be like, what?
Carrie?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
happy
Carrie.
Happy birthday,
Carrie. Carrie Graham.
So for sure.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Larry.
We're going to do a girl's version. Girl talking called Happy Birthday, Carrie.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. We can do a girl subject.
We have a really, we're going to have about periods.
Let's get three funny girls.
There's your first problem.
That's your problem.
I beat you to it, buddy.
Misogyny.
I don't think we need all three of us because we always come up with the same jokes.
It's true.
We really need maybe two.
We should record this thing each individually and then just put the audio together.
Right, yeah.
And then just see how it turns out.
It'll be like 20 minutes of silence, then.
Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
Dude! No, no, you know what's better?
Speaking of our...
are we going right into it?
Speaking of our fan base...
We're only 73...
No.
Fan base, okay, good.
We're talking about... You met a fan.
Yeah.
That I wanted to get this.
Oh, did we get an email?
I wanted to address this. We got an email.
So we got two emails, right?
We got a few... we actually get emails.
I didn't know that.
I got an email from a fan.
Yeah,
ooh, I like
this. Who went to the Happy Birthday, Gary... Who went to the Facebook...
Oh
yeah, it's a good website.
And went to the Facebook and left us a message there.
Yeah.
So it says, and I'll read it now. This is from Thurston Crane.
Don't know her.
I don't know him either.
Thurston Crane.
Here we go. Hey, Brad, had a question. I was going to be trying to get an open mic in Nashville.
Oh.
I got to heal first after open heart surgery.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just want to know how to get past the first time on stage. I've got to figure out how to put my routine in the right form to start off with and how to get started without looking like a fool unless otherwise trying to. I hope I will hopefully perform in a few months. Can you help me with open night fright night? I don't know what he meant. I think he's saying
he's
stage fright.
Doing a joke, yeah.
Here.
He's working his routine in the email.
Before the few months come around. This is what his question was, and I wrote him back. You got nothing to be afraid of, buddy.
Right.
Have you ever been on stage? Well, the best thing to do is to get on stage and get the experience behind you. You can go to Spanky's Bar and Grill. That's in Antioch. They have an open mic Tuesday nights around 7, and most of it is pretty bad. So even if... I lost my place. Even if you went up and didn't do great, no one would care or notice. If you're really, really scared, allow yourself to watch the show and just observe it.
Mm-hmm.
A few times before you go up.
Mm-hmm.
And I go on to say that being afraid is pointless and all this. I wrote a big long letter you get stage fright. It's just fight or flight reaction, which
starts.
Is outdated caveman technology or whatever. Anyway, there's nothing to be scared of. And I said that. We'll bring it up on Happy Birthday, Gary, and see what the fellows have to say about it. So, fellas.
First of all.
What do you have to say about it?
I think
the show doesn't start till 8:30.
Yeah.
He's going to be there an hour and a half.
That's okay. He gets plenty of time to buy. He can get a Lundy burger. You know,
Oh, yum.
How do you get over stage fright, I guess, is the main question
that
he's asking here. And I read in a very robotic way.
No, I thought first of all, I thought you did a fantastic job of reading it. Come on, we could tell it was an email. You know, we could tell you weren't conversing.
I'm not
spoken word.
I mean, I am.
I'm not being critical.
I'm sensitive about it because I'm so.
You know how normally I'm being a jackass. I'm really not right now. I thought you did fantastic.
Never a jackass.
I really did. First of all,
when I said you're too big to fail, I didn't mean that.
That was off the
heavy.
Air.
Well. But I said it.
You did say I was too big
to
fail.
He's too big to fail.
Isn't that something you say to like a fifth grader? It's like, can't keep him back. He's bigger than all the kids.
He'll beat the crap
out of
him.
Now, what's this guy, Thurston?
Thurston wants to know how to not have stage fright.
Okay, here you go. Just don't bother. Just don't come out to this thing. You don't get involved with these people.
Wow.
Okay. No, Mark, he took a step back and said, look at this mess.
Mark's right.
If you really want to be, you know, go to an open mic and try comedy, just... Mm-hmm.
Go to Louisville.
Yeah.
And start a tobacco farm. Don't get involved in this. There's no reason to do stand up. You may be the funniest person in the world, but what does it matter?
That's a good point.
What's the purpose?
It's not like a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Sean?
I think you should do it.
I changed my mind.
Sean doesn't get stage fright. He doesn't care what people
I care a lot more than I pretend to care, but really? I care a lot less than Mark does.
I don't care what people think about
me. Did you ever get stage fright? I mean, think back to when you first started.
Here's my thing. When I first started doing comedy,
yeah,
like I still remember my first set. I was too stupid about what I was doing and too self-confident.
Uh-huh.
I heard your first set.
To have stage fright. And I did really well.
Mm-hmm. Was it funny?
Yeah, we can upload fine. It. Yeah. For
I'd like to hear it.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. For a first ever set on stage, it's the best one I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Really?
No lying.
My first set was
My next year and a half really sucked.
I did.
But that first set was awful.
I did get a few laughs, not very many, but
I don't think I got anyone.
It.
I had some sort of Amber Alert joke and didn't like that.
Oh, man.
See, I brought like 50 people to Zany's. And there was like 70 people there. So they were like,
"Ooh, I see you."
I did have a couple good jokes.
You're one of those guys.
I used to be, and then those people kept coming out to like the bar car every week.
Of it.
Yeah, and my sets didn't change, and now those people will never come see me because they think I'm still
okay.
You still doing that pet psychic joke?
I was by myself.
Pet psychic joke. That sounds awesome.
Did you
ever
hear that one?
What? How's it go?
Lay it on me.
It's like a 3-minute bit with two punchlines. It's horrible.
Oh no!
Really?
Yeah, my first time up, I did like this long story.
Then you went to only punchlines. You went from 3-minute bits to no. No bits, only punchlines.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And that's what I did.
Everything I did was, when I first started, every joke was like a minute and a half long with one punchline.
You got pretty punchy.
I changed it up, man.
You were one of the few jokey joke guys.
I'm the only one left.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Me and Robert Reeves.
Oh, boy, that guy.
Is he still here?
I don't know who that is.
Is he still what?
This guy, before you try, go. You'll get over the stage fright. Just come up with some fake name.
Thurston.
Name yourself the Prince of Darkness of National Comedy.
Yeah, Thurston, there's nothing to be afraid of.
No.
They're just words. They're just people.
It's
who cares what people think?
You're probably better looking than most of them anyway, Thurston.
Yeah. At Spanky's, there's no way you were the ugliest person
no
at Spanky's.
Way.
Yeah.
And who gives a shit? Let's say, worst case scenario, it goes horrible. So who gives a fuck?
Nobody cares.
Listen.
It's not like you're... Someone's going to be in the audience and go, you know what? This guy really did bad tonight. He'll never do comedy again.
Well, in my long message back to him, I said, why don't you, if you're really scared about it, why don't you go sit through a night and watch it without getting on stage?
That's only going
to
make him more scared.
I think it'll make him go, oh, I don't have to be good.
Yeah, you know
what? That's
you
what
really
I felt.
Don't even have to be good.
When I went to see.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there's no pressure here.
This is probably not good. This is probably not helpful. But all of us are kind of funny. We've had
our moments.
Some track record of being funny.
Sure.
We've had a
and
lot
all
of
us have
shows.
Done horribly, even though we're still kind of good.
Well, we have some more than others.
I've done really horribly.
I mean, I've had like months where I just couldn't get a good set. Months of just
You have had that. That's
it
true.
Just happened. I mean, but I mean, it happens. You just stink for a long time sometimes.
I've had several shows in a row where. Just the audience was too stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always good, but there are times the audience is stupid. And
that's
he's right.
Yeah. Your material never changes.
No,
ever.
My material gets better, but
with
the crowds
it's like
don't.
Wine.
Yeah. But it doesn't change. Well, it changes
into pee. Speaking of which, your tree smells like cum.
That's not nice. It's blooming. It's a beautiful Bradford pear.
Beautiful.
I don't know if it smells like cum to me.
It really stinks.
Well, I wouldn't know a whole lot about the smell.
Well, you produce cum.
I mean, you have to. Never have.
At some point.
Something I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Came.
Nope, not yet. Still working up the courage.
Listen, you want me to have a talk with your wife?
Oh, hey.
Hey, let's, we should why mention, are we bringing her that into this?
We should mention that we're not going to be here next week. We're going to have to take a...
No, let's not talk about that.
Now, we can have...
We're not going
to... We don't have to get into it.
We can do it next Wednesday.
We don't have
to. We can do it next Wednesday.
We don't have to. Well, okay. We don't have to talk
about it. We can do it next
Wednesday. We can talk about why I'm not going to be here the week after that.
Yeah, going to Big NYC.
You're going
to
be in New York
City.
Doing a big show at Caroline's, right?
No, just hanging out with buddies.
Oh.
Not doing comedy at all.
That's a good, that's just even that's out. Better.
Yeah,
actually.
Just seeing my friends.
Why do you have stage fright? Because if you do,
yeah, I'm a little scared.
You know what you have to do? You picture all of the people in the audience naked.
No, in their underwear. Let's not be disgusting.
And then you want to. Then you when you think about having, then you get a boner. Yeah. And then like what you do can, is, all you can think more about the boner than
you let the fear know. Wash over you in waves, and then just you just shake.
And then when the silence comes, when they won't laugh,
right? You're gonna say something that you're gonna plan this out in your head, where you're gonna say something, and the reaction you're gonna hear is laughter.
Yes.
The reality is that's not what you're gonna hear.
Don't hold a piece of paper, for God's sakes.
No, because when you
that
shake,
thing will be
it'll look
rattling.
Like a leaf. Yeah,
I love that
rattling.
I love when new comics. Have you ever seen a comic just look like they were just about to cry?
Oh, it's heaven.
Yes. It's great.
I will not mention the comic's name, but
Perry Red.
No.
No, he's
but
a comic.
But there is a comic.
Oh.
Hey. And he would not do well on a joke, and then he would make a noise that was like this. in between jokes.
Was that the guy who would make fart noises?
No, that's a different
that
guy.
That guy. God damn. He'd like tell a joke and just...
Who are these people?
that was do with anything, but it was so...
My favorite funny. Thing was when me and Hot Sauce started about the same time.
Oh, let me ask you something about Hot Sauce when you're done. Go.
When he started, like, we started right about the same time, and every time he did a joke, and he didn't even know he was doing this, he'd go, dun-da-dun-da-dun, dun-da-dun-da-dun. He'd say a joke and go, dun-da-dun-da-dun. And he had a paper with him on stage. He'd read the joke, and then it wouldn't get a laugh. He'd go, dun-da-dun-da-dun, put the paper in his pocket. Then he'd have to pull it back up again, look at it again. Dun 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 dun. Put
That's
it back.
Hilarious.
It was awesome.
I saw on Poor Hot Sauce's Twitter or on his Facebook.
This is Rob Haynes, by the way. This is
Rob Haynes.
Hot Sauce Haynes. Nashville favorite.
Nashville comedian.
Yeah,
is
we
now,
love that guy.
Runs a strip club.
Runs a strip club. He had a tattoo on his arm that said Hot Sauce with like lightning bolts. I'm asking, is it real?
Well
that, he has
and
a
Motley,
turkey.
It had the Motley Crue
S.
It had the AC, yeah. It had the like the Kiss S.
Yeah, the Kiss S.
It had the Motley Crue or Motorhead O with the umlauts.
I'm telling you, and the thing is, I wouldn't think it was real if he didn't already have a hand turkey tattoo on his back.
Yeah,
that is real.
That is
real. Yeah, he can go to myblisteringhell.net.
I can't. We have to edit that out. Nobody go to that website.
Yeah, don't go there.
Mind.
It's horrible.
Nobody will.
Just kidding. But you can see the video of
go there and watch Hot Sauce's hand turkey video. It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Yeah,
it's very well.
It's sad well too.
It's sad, and I think it's there really may be sad. A part two to that. And it is Hot Sauce on his forearm. I couldn't tell. Is that his leg or his forearm?
I can't. I don't know.
Everything on him just looks like
everything
meaty.
Looks like
it could be his nipple. We don't know.
I think it was his forehead. Or
poor
something.
Hot Sauce.
Oh no, he's doing great.
He's listen. He gets to see tits all the time.
He
so much so that he doesn't even care about them.
He's sick of them.
Every I can't imagine getting sick about it.
Every time he takes his shirt off, he sees.
Yeah.
Hey.
That reminds me.
All the people who have no idea who we're talking about.
No, by the way, Rob Hot Sauce Haynes
this
is fat.
This is a national podcast.
He's too big to
international.
Fail.
International.
He's too big
he's
to
too
fail.
Big to
is
fail.
The word.
Too big to
he's
fail.
A
nice callback.
We're going to be having, I want to mention this.
Hello.
We're
this
going
is Steve
to be
Gertie's calling.
El Comedy.
Yes.
There's an El Comedy show?
There's an El Comedy that Sean and I are going to be on. It's April 12th.
Oh, how do you get on that?
You got to call up.
It's the last one ever.
You're not
it's the last one ever.
It is the last one ever.
You got to be as big as, say, a Chad Ryden to be on that show.
Chad Ryden for all you guys. Well, you know who Chad Ryden is.
Everybody does.
Anyway, you know
April
him out,
he's
out
America's
there.
And, favorite comedian of all time.
Yeah.
April 12th at F-Cup. The end, El Comedy. That's the only
yeah,
plug.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, we're not only we're both telling jokes, right?
We're both telling jokes and
which
we're both
is good.
Doing a skit.
We're doing a skit together.
And you know how great our skits are.
You've seen our skits.
Are you doing the fishing one? That's my favorite.
No, we're doing a brand
similar.
new skit.
Do the fishing one.
They're all puns.
Back.
They're all old, I feel.
We're all doing old-timey.
Old kind of vaudeville kind of, hey, so fella, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
I want to see it.
You should come.
I'll be there.
You should come to the show.
Also, to all the ladies out there.
Hello.
That's it. Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Ladies.
Hey, ladies. This guy, Sean, is single.
Yeah.
Speaking of ladies, Sean was talking to me. I want to bring up something Sean was talking about me.
Okay.
With.
Yeah.
Okay. With which.
Let's try again.
So, Sean was talking to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this, Sean, but you were saying it was...
Yeah.
It was a mind exercise, I guess, about the rich... Fella.
The rich fella.
Let's ask, bounce it across
okay.
Mark's dick and see what he thinks of it.
Maybe you don't have to be the rich fella, but you could be the rich fella.
He's
rich enough for this. You meet a girl who's very ugly.
You're single. In the scenario.
And she's the nicest, funniest girl you've ever met. Would you turn her into a beautiful woman with the power of plastic surgery? This is a horrible thing.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You'd just be her best friend forever.
Yeah, I don't care what people look
like.
She's
unfuckable.
So? Who cares?
Oh, come on.
What? I don't care what people look like.
Look.
That's so beautiful.
That's fine.
I'm the most pure human you'll ever meet.
That's too good. We should ask someone who's not so good.
So what if I said yes? You call me a dirty liar or a dirty Sanchez.
I just don't. I don't believe you now. I mean, would you?
Well, I don't think anybody should have plastic.
Well,
surgery.
I mean, I guess the thing is like
it's against my belief.
I'm not saying that I think you would make an ugly person have plastic surgery to become more attractive to you.
I'd buy her a nice purse.
How would you even do that? I mean,
how do you convince someone?
Look, I like you.
Listen, you're such.
I want you to have.
You're
your
such a special lady.
Fixed.
You'd have to actually enter into the relationship first, and then
But how could you get in a relationship if you? I don't know. It was an interesting.
This is what you do. You say, you know what? I was thinking about getting my eyelids done. You guys want to? You want to do it
together?
Well,
yeah. What if she is like?
You want to go in?
If she's always complaining about, I wish my boobs weren't lopsided or whatever, and you're like, hey, I'm rich. I care about you. I'll fix your boobs.
Ooh. And the rest,
you know, since we're in there,
they're in there, they can
just
spend another
fix
15
everything.
At some point. But I think that, like, once you kind of, if I were to do that and I turned a woman into a beautiful swan,
she would
definitely
you.
Go fuck someone else. She would not, like, then go, oh, okay, let's fuck
exactly.
Brad.
Hey, I'm really good looking now. I'm going to hang out with this bearded comic.
So that's why. I would have been hanging out with you if I was sexy all the time. Did anyone go to that human body exhibit?
I haven't gone.
I don't have any interest in that. No.
I went to that.
I want to go see it.
My wife was talking about going to that.
They
I said, go with your friends.
What they do is they steal homeless people.
Sick.
And they take their skin off.
Did I tell you where they come from? They're all from Taiwan. Unclaimed bodies from Taiwan.
What?
They're all. That's why they all look
things.
Asian. Well, I thought it was like some part of the drying out process that makes you look kind of Asian.
All dead people look like chinks.
They all turn into chinks.
Like
because the human soul
what
is what
a Taiwanese
makes
Taiwanese chink. What is the racial slur for Taiwanese?
Tiger Woods.
A sloppy muffin.
Oh
wow,
is that a thing?
Awful.
A slope?
No, that's
a wop.
No,
wop is a
cougaran.
No,
white guy.
Zipperhead.
Oil of Olay.
Taiwan.
I don't know.
I'm a Taiwan.
Tie fighter.
Tie. Yeah. I don't know.
There is no racial slur against Taiwanese.
Wow, we got to make one up.
All right, let's do
it. Impossible.
Let's come up with one.
Sloppy muffin.
Sloppy muffin.
That's
awful.
Fun potatoes.
Fun potatoes.
There was a gay guy at the Dead People exhibit.
No.
There was a gay guy at the Dead People exhibit, which is fine, but he was one of those loud
I've never met that kind of gay guy
There's
before.
What? You've never met a loud gay guy?
Sarcasm.
He's a loud gay guy. And he knocked over the fetus display.
And
the thing is,
can't have one of these.
No, the fetus display is sort of like inside of the display. It's like a little too hardcore, I guess. So they have it sort of curtains, and then the fetus is, and like as soon as we get in there, it's like, oh my god, look at their knees. Well, Asians have good knees. He said that, and there's like all this stuff, and then just everywhere you go, it's like, ew, look at that, and it's just everywhere. And then I hear. Inside of the curtains, I see the curtains kind of jiggle, and I hear a clack, and he's like, "Oh my god!" And then the woman who's in charge kind of like sighs and walks over, and there's like, "Hey, is everything okay?" Like, "Up the," you know, and he knocks over the bed.
Uh oh!
I did it again.
I have no problem with gay people at all, as long as they're not trying to have sex with me. But I do get tired of... I've met a lot of gay people who are like
you have a problem
trying
with
to scare me with their gayness. Like, I'm gay. Like,
yeah.
That's fine.
Deal with me. Yeah, I don't care if he's gay. It's just I care that he's annoying and loud. Yeah. And the thing is, it's not like I saw him sucking a dick. All I'm basing the gayness on is the way he talked and
he's just a minister.
I really, yeah, I have no. Yeah, he could be the Pope for all I know.
Maybe he's just in the Marines.
Yeah, he's probably.
Whoa,
he wasn't married.
Guys, if there are any Marines out there, we are sorry.
It's a joke.
Yeah, we're
we
sorry.
Know that.
We're sorry, you're so.
We know that there are
queer.
No gay Marines ever. Yeah.
In the world.
And also, you've never come back from Iraq and shot your wives. That never has happened.
All nice. You're all
very
nice, friendly
people. Even though you're trained to murder.
Yeah.
You're very friendly.
That's what you joined for. You're heroes automatically.
Hey, killing is your business, and.
Business has been good.
Business is picking up. Bin Laden.
Business is bombing.
Business is Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden is good. He is good. Isn't he still releasing videos and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
No, he's a bad person, though.
He's a bad person, but he's still hanging on.
I don't remember.
Who's worse, the person who tells someone to do it or the person who does it?
Ooh. Is Charlie Manson never killed anybody?
That's a good point.
He shouldn't even be in jail.
He really shouldn't.
I mean, he's a nut.
But there's nutty hippies telling people shit all the time. You listen to them. That's on you.
Yeah.
Man, that guy.
No, Bin Laden's bad. I was just joking. I don't want anyone to listen
to wait, guys. Let's clear this up.
Wait
for all.
Time out, guys.
Look, I don't care what anyone says.
All jokes aside,
Bin Laden. I don't like
Bin Laden is not a nice person.
I don't care for him.
No.
Not my favorite.
No, he's lame, for sure.
Yeah.
Guys, if you're enjoying what you're hearing right now, you should go to iTunes and
subscribe.
Subscribe.
Can you do that?
You can.
Yeah, you can
subscribe. Get on iTunes, you can get Happy Birthday Gary podcast, and then it'll automatically...
Yeah.
It'll be in your iPod.
Just click subscribe.
And
also,
you'll get this type of shit all day.
You can go to facebook.com/happybirthdaygary, be our fan.
Yeah.
You can send us
in letters that we'll answer
with
Thurston.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
I look forward to meeting Thurston.
Yeah.
You know who else sent in a message?
No.
Who?
Andy Fleming from Memphis, from the Mostly Comedy podcast.
Oh, he's that guy, and we only heard him. We were on the podcast, and
he didn't give us microphones that worked.
Yeah. I tried to listen to that one time.
We were very quiet.
It wasn't that bad.
It was pretty quiet.
The second one wasn't as bad, but it's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
Episode 10 is probably their best. Work.
Really? Who was on that one?
I can't remember, but it was great.
Was that Paul F. Tompkins night?
That's episode 11.
Oh.
I haven't listened to
that
one yet.
Well, you were on the show before episode 11.
Oh, I was on
10. 11.
I'm sorry. I haven't listened to the Paul F. Tompkins one yet. Actually, I clicked on it. It said file not found.
Man.
What?
Yeah. When are we going to get Paul F. Tompkins on our show?
We don't need guests.
Why do we need anybody but us?
I think if we had an extra person talking, it'd be just too much.
We talk over each other already.
I can just stay home.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you stay home?
Whenever Sean is sick, we'll get...
Maybe whenever Sean needs a colonoscopy.
I'll be sick
next week.
You didn't want to talk about it.
Am I going to get a colonoscopy? I don't want to get a colonoscopy.
I felt you gave me a look like I shouldn't have brought it up.
I need to get a colonoscopy. Is my colon all right?
That was my no means yes.
I thought you didn't like
bedroom eyes.
Is my colon
like
all right?
Homos. Hey, look, I'll give you a colonoscopy. Right up the old butt shoot.
Wow, I think he's going to have sex with you.
I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm not going to have sex with anybody.
Ever again.
Well.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on
not
that.
Not by his
it's
choice.
It's a lovely, lovely spring day, and Mark has the window open so we can smell his cum tree and get a fresh breeze in here. And there's
somebody's talking out there.
Somebody outside making a lot of noise.
I think we're safe.
I hope you guys can't hear that.
I'm glad my car's in the garage.
Andy Fleming of Mostly Comedy. Check his podcast
out.
Hey,
Andy.
Hi.
Andy Fleming. You know, I suggest that people come up with which is better, because the runaway hit portion of the show is the which is better debates,
right,
where we talk about which is better, this or that.
Yeah.
And he emailed a suggestion. Mm-hmm. His suggestion was Looney Tunes versus the Muppets.
Whoa.
This is too hard to do.
That's heavy.
Well, so I kind of broke it down to Looney Tunes. I'm considering Looney Tunes like old Bugs Bunny cartoons. That's counting Silly Symphonies and Merry Melodies.
Yeah.
And Muppets is basically the Muppet Show.
Okay.
The Muppet Show.
Not Muppet Babies.
Do the Muppet movies count? Muppets. Well, we'll get to that as a separate issue, but right now we're talking about just basically
Muppet Show, old-timey Looney Tunes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is better, Looney Tunes or the Muppets?
I don't know yet.
What's your first reaction if I ask you? Raph, don't even think about it. Mark, which is better, Looney Tunes or Muppets?
Looney Tunes for me.
Sean, which is better, Looney Tunes?
I think
or Muppets?
Looney Tunes.
I'm gonna say Muppets. I like them.
I love them both.
I love
the Muppets.
Let's see if we can break this down. All right, guys. Question number one.
I have Thurston style stage fright right now.
You got pod fright.
Question number one. Which is more racist?
Ooh.
Because now the Muppets had that black guy Clifford. You remember him? That was on Muppets Tonight, I think. That was another show.
Yeah.
And the Swedish chef is kind of racist.
Yeah.
Against that
Swedes.
Italian character. I can't remember his name. The Italian.
That eagle was pretty racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's very against American.
Very anti-American.
And Looney Tunes has Speedy
Looney Tunes
Gonzalez.
Is so racist.
Daffy Duck is kind of racist.
He is kind of racist. There was this band episode.
Yeah, if you look for band, like they have banned Looney Tunes.
I now know what I'm doing tonight.
Banned Looney Tunes. They're so fucking.
They're
racist.
So crazy. Like there's, yeah, there was the one of them is Bugs Nips the Nips.
Yeah,
and he goes and he kills Japanese people essentially. And there's like a Japanese guy, huge teeth, big. Past his chin.
Japanese hat with like the ponytail. Like, oh, hero priest! And it's so funny.
Oh, Bugs Bunny, you do karate!
That's not even the best one, though. The best one is there's a Elmer Fudd kind of whatever antagonist or whatever. You know, like there's instead of Yosemite Sam, it was a black kid who was trying to catch.
Oh!
And Bugs Bunny like catches him by like shaking dice.
Yes!
And he's like, Mr. Rabbit! It's so fucking, it needs to be banned. It was so fucking
I've gotta
racist.
See this.
Oh, so do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
And if you
want to be happy and sad at the same time.
It's going to make you go, God damn it. I think there's more. But even the ones that are still around, like Speedy Gonzalez is pretty
fucking
racist.
But Slowpoke Rodriguez may be my favorite character in the history of Looney Tunes.
Because he pack a gun.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. Speedy.
Man, because that's more accurate just depiction of a Mexican, really. Mexicans aren't running around doing shit, you know. They're just I'm kidding. They do plenty of road work.
You ever see one try and break into this country?
Oh man, they do. They run pretty.
They don't just schlep over.
Hey,
they don't
man.
Schlep over that wall.
Mm-mm.
That reminds.
What's it remind you of?
What
you got a joke like that?
I got a bunch of them.
What's your joke?
I don't want to do it.
Come on.
Do you like to read books? Where do you buy your books?
I'm not doing it.
Barnes & Noble? No, you wouldn't go to Barnes & Noble.
Mexicans love Walden books. they take all their books and make drywall out of them.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Walden, get it? They're Walden. Nah,
that's
not
your joke.
I'm not doing any material on this. They'll live forever in shame.
All right, next question.
I'm stupid.
Looney Tunes and Muppets. Better voices.
Ooh.
Better voice performances. Well, we got Jim Henson on
Jim
one
Henson.
End.
Mel Blanc.
With
Mel Blanc.
Frank Oz.
Little Frank Oz as well.
Did everything by himself.
Blanc.
Well, I think just on his own, Mel Blanc's range was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Very dynamic.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Muppets, they actually used a little bit more than Henson and Oz for the voices.
Yeah. Can you do a Bugs? Anybody can do a Bugs?
No.
Nee, what's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? Yeah, Doc.
Nah.
You do a Kermit? Can anybody do a Kermit? Because Kermit,
everybody can do Kermit.
Kermit just sounds like Jim Henson. If you ever see Jim Henson talk, he's like, "Hello, I am Jim Henson. How are you?
I have a beard. I enjoy children. I want to bring joy into their lives."
I'm gonna give that one to Mel Blanc just because he's more dynamic.
Yeah,
I think Mel Blanc hits
it out
of the park.
He's a one man wrecking crew.
His son sort of tried to take over for him. Horrible.
Go F yourself, Blanc Jr.
Yeah. It's like Gallagher 2.
It's like Frank Sinatra Jr. or something.
Yeah.
It's like Frank Stallone music.
Yeah. It's like.
Like Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like.
Oprah's mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Stedman, the.
Yeah, the Stedman wives.
It's like.
Next question. Better music.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
the Muppets had a lot of musical guests.
Muppets had a lot. Ooh, that's a good point.
Elton John.
Oh,
Johnny Denver.
John Denver a lot.
John Daly.
They did it a little Octopus's Garden. I remember they did that.
Yes.
They had tons of guests and stuff. Ringo, but they would come up with little dances and things, and Muppets would sing them. That counts. That counts.
Yeah, because it was hard.
On the other hand, Bugs Bunny shit was very... orchestras.
Merry melodies.
Right. Killed a Wabbit.
Ah, that one's awesome.
Killed a Wabbit. That's pretty bad.
Little Bogner.
Well, didn't you, Sean, go to see orchestra? Uh-oh. Yeah.
This is maybe...
the geekiest thing you've ever done.
It's
maybe the high point of my entire life. It's better than the first time I ever have sex, whenever that happens.
Well, when you're married.
Ah, yeah. I can't wait until I get married forever.
to one whole person?
To one woman.
I feel like you guys are making fun of my life right
no.
now.
No.
No.
You're happy and we're sad.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what did you go to?
I went to see, they played Looney Tunes live and they had the Nashville Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, play
just
along.
You in the face for going to that.
No, that sounds awesome.
I got in for free, so, also. But if I had to pay, I would have gone.
So what are they? They play the cartoon.
They play the cartoon and they play like Kill the Wabbit, but they play along with it. Well, you get to hear the symphony.
It's
like going to a Dead Dead show.
Yeah. And you get to see, even better, you get to see the guy with the little slide guitar, the pedal steel, go every time he goes
that
awesome.
Would make it funny.
When was this?
This was years ago.
I hope they do it again.
At TPAC.
I'd like to see that.
It was fantastic.
TPAC. All right, guys. Who's better? Bugs or Kermit? Who's more iconic?
Wow, iconic.
Who's more iconic?
Well, that's not who's better.
Well, I'm breaking it down.
Okay. Better, Bugs is better.
Bugs is better
than
Kermit?
He's such a bad... He can get away with anything.
He's kind of a
Kermit's
dick.
Such a nice
he's
guy.
He's too nice, yeah.
Kermit's more iconic, though.
You think he's more iconic than Bugs Bunny?
World globally, yeah, sure.
You think he's more known?
Well, I think also... He Bugs didn't do anything to help anyone. Kermit was out
Kermit
there trying to tell
something.
People that
he helped us find the rainbow.
That
connection.
Green people in quotes right, are just as good as whatever colored.
So Bugs Bunny was green. Very American though. He kind of represented fuck you, fuck what you think.
Someday we'll find it. That's the rainbow connection. Oh, the lovers. The dreamers and you.
Oh, man.
I also want to mention...
Tears come to my eyes. It's beautiful.
Kermit, and I mentioned this in
Kermit's beautiful.
You probably read my blog on my face years ago.
Yeah,
that Kermit the Frog does not look like a frog at all.
No.
He's green.
Yeah, frogs are green.
He's green.
He's got a neck collar.
He's got a frilled neck collar. Long, lanky arms and
legs.
Like
most.
A pointy nose. His eyes are like, you know when you hang batteries on a hook, like the little hole that's cut out? It's like this weird line with a dot in it on a ping pong ball.
He looks like a decomposing Taiwanese.
He looks like a Taiwanese. Oh, my God.
He looks like a sloppy muffin.
He looks like
that guy. Looks exactly like one of them sloppy muffins.
And the thing is, his nephew.
You see the new guy they hired? One of them sloppy muffins.
What's his nephew's name? Robin? Robin looks like a frog. He's little, he's green, he's stout, flat nose, regular. Oh,
I think maybe Kermit had an eating disorder.
Kermit, but he wasn't a frog. He looked like a lizard, maybe.
Amphibian.
If you didn't call him a frog, would you think that you're looking at a frog?
No.
Salamander, maybe.
Never. Never in a million years. Maybe salamander.
Gecko.
Gecko, sure.
Whoa. Maybe he's been lying this whole time. Maybe he's a chameleon and
Here's another point. This is a little food for thought. Bugs Bunny is a rabbit. Mm-hmm. Kermit the Frog
is a frog.
A frog. Neither of them ever hopped.
Wow.
And they're hopping creatures.
Bugs hopped a little bit.
Hopped a little bit. You know who hopped on Looney Tunes? Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, whoa.
Pepe Le Pew, when he was sexually assaulting the
cat.
When he was sexually abusing the cat, he would hop after her like...
That's true.
Like a Michael Myers kind of... She'd run as fast as she could.
Yeah.
He's just walking, you know?
Yeah.
I'm keeping you up.
Sorry. Rough day at the office, guys.
Podcast.
Anyway.
Ooh,
who won that? Was Kermit?
Yep. Pretty no, close. It was a tie.
It was a tie? All right.
I don't remember what the question.
Who had a bigger neck?
Who looked more like a frog? I think Bugs won.
Do we do bigger dick yet?
We're getting to it. Who was more... That brings me to this. Who was more sexually aggressive? Pepe Le Pew or Miss Piggy?
Wow. Oh, Piggy.
Piggy was throwing it at you.
Yeah.
Piggy would try and... Well, I don't know, because Pepe, he would chase him down. Man.
Yeah.
He would fucking...
Well, it's hard because...
They were both kind of...
Well, you know what messes your mind up? Miss Piggy was a woman.
And yes, women exactly.
You expect it that from was Pepe.
Yeah, Pepe.
Men are trashy racists.
Especially
racist.
A Frenchman.
Yeah. Men...
A French skunk is
If you didn't
disgusting.
Teach us morals...
They're all
If you didn't teach us any
skunks.
Morals, pigs, yeah. animals.
Ooh.
Even a human. We're humans and we're animals.
Kermit's that, a frog. Frog is slang for French.
Whoa.
23.
Skidoo.
Skidoo. Skidoo.
Wait a minute. How many ingredients in Dr. Pepper?
What?
No.
23.
Who was a better number two guy? Daffy or Fozzie?
Wow. Fozzie's pretty hilarious.
Daffy's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, Daffy's awesome.
You know, I
to be honest, I preferred both of them to the head guys. I preferred Daffy over Bugs.
Well, that's because you're an underdog.
I am. If I was a winner like Mark, I'd be
like... You'd probably like RC Cola better than Coke. I just think it's more refreshing.
Hey, you know what? Carnivore was just as good as Jurassic Park, guys. I'm going to go home and play with my Mega Blocks and
my
talk
Duplo.
To you later. Yeah. I don't know.
Here's why I like Daffy.
Bugs was just too much of a dick, and he was gray. How many gray heroes are there? Really?
But Daffy had his... He could be in a show without Bugs. They had plenty of Daffy without Bugs.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, and the old Daffy was very loony, like, woo-hoo-hoo, and you're yeah. jumping around and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the original Bugs was kind of a...
Don't you remember when Daffy took on Neon Noodle? Come on, that was like...
Yes.
That's one of my favorites.
Is that Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century, or is that a different one?
No, it's a different one.
That's
when
the,
he's a detective.
Yeah.
He's like a...
Yes.
Quackbusters or something.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one. Because that's like the Dick Tracy.
Yeah. It's a, yeah.
Duck Tracy, maybe.
Duck Tracy is exactly
what
it was.
Oh, that's what it was.
That good one's pull. Fantastic.
What'd Fozzie ever do?
He had nothing on his own.
He just sort of kind of...
Hey, take a fork
I'm going to give that one to
There's a fork in the road. What do we do? Take it.
Yeah, what a fuck ass.
He's all like
stupid
furry.
Comedian.
Yeah.
Dumb.
I was trying to amuse people with his jokes.
That's what he
Dummy.
Gets. That's what he gets.
He doesn't really, he didn't really look like a bear either.
He looked kind of like a teddy bear or something. Mm.
He did look like a teddy bear.
He looked more like somebody who'd follow the Grateful Dead around, is what he looked like to me.
Yes, that's
true. He
should
have had a frill around his neck or something.
Ooh.
Or a noose.
Wow.
That's bullying.
Hey, that's,
wow.
That's,
I think
that's banned.
That's probably racist.
That's banned. I'm sorry.
I think that's probably racist.
All right.
Is that an animal?
In a fight to the death.
Okay.
Tasmanian devil versus animal.
Oh!
Woman.
God.
Versus.
You know what? I think I go Tasmanian.
Ooh.
Because I think Animal deep down had a heart and really didn't want to hurt. He just wanted to break stuff.
He just wanted to rock.
Tasmanian Devil didn't care what he hit.
I guess you're
He was
right.
too out of control. Animal could rein it in a little bit sometimes.
Well, but would that give him
downers.
More control in a fight? Tasmanian Devil could turn into a tornado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't know who he was killing.
That would cut through a boulder.
But Animal got... Remember when he got huge? That
Animal did get huge.
What if he got... He
Animal
might just
lose
get
his
huge.
Shit.
Well, what
yeah,
if he got
he
huge?
Always, but he always kept time. He never got too out of control.
Yeah.
So he had rage.
I think some of it was an act.
You think he was playing it up
I think
for the
fronting?
Yeah.
For the cameras.
What do you think Animal
he
was?
The,
what
the
race
thing.
Was he?
He was.
He's Mexican or something, right?
I think he was a play on Bob Denver.
He was Amish.
He's like a Bob. Like if Bob Denver really got into some harder stuff than marijuana.
Yeah.
Bob Denver. He was what's his name?
Bob Denver.
Gilligan.
What's the guy from The Who?
Gilligan.
Denver.
No, Bob Denver played Gilligan.
I know, but why are you talking about it?
That's who the character is based off.
Animal?
He's being a
no.
like, hey, let's get...
He's being a
kid. What if Gilligan
I
dropped
can't even
some
think of
acid?
The name of the, why can't I think of the name of the drummer of The Who?
Peter Townsend. Because
he's dead.
No, it's not Pete Townsend.
Peter Moon.
Oh, The Who?
Keith Moon.
Keith Moon.
Yes.
Keith Moon.
He's based on Keith Moon.
Keith Moon.
Is he really?
Because he's all over the place. Is he based on something?
You could picture Adam playing that.
I think he's based on the guy from Living Color. because he had those shackles.
Wow. Hey.
Are you talking about Corey Glover?
I'm talking about
Corey Glover is lead singer.
I'm talking about Jim Carrey.
I can't name any
you just
other.
Named. Wow.
I named two living colors.
Yeah, that's.
I was talking about Jim Carrey from
that's two. You named two more members and they have good songs.
That's not true.
No, they have one good song. I take it back.
Glamour Boys is good.
No, Glamour Boys not good.
You can burn a building down, but you can't erase a memory.
Yeah, that's an awful
that
song.
That's the worst song.
Horrible. And Mick Jagger produced that album. That's why there's harmonica on it for no reason.
Is that on Stain? Which album is that on?
It's on the.
It's on the second one.
No, it's on the time.
There's only like
time. Time's up. Time out.
I don't know.
Time's up.
We can go into my closet and look. I'm sure.
Let's just go to a yard sale. That's an awesome.
That song's
song.
Incredible.
That makes up for whatever.
That
else
song's incredible.
My wife almost broke up with me because of that song.
Really?
What? I liked it too much.
That song's awesome. I bought the album thinking that every
over,
song.
I would just listen to it over and over while we were dating. That's how long ago we dated.
It's a pretty good song to like break any amount of silence. You know, like if you just.
She thought I was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's right. What was it sort of like, you love a song so much, why don't you marry it? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to marry this song, you're going to marry me.
And you're like, God.
I just threw the tape out the window.
I said, I'm going to marry you, but guess what we're going to play at the reception?
And we did.
Really?
What does cult of personality mean? Can I ask you that? Am I stupid for not knowing?
It's just about how, they're just talking about how JFK is a jerk.
I think it's more about every kind of
a little bit of everybody.
It's basically you're being like they randomly pick somebody and that's the person everybody worships. So he's no different.
So it's a cult.
It's just hey, you know what?
Of personality,
we're going to decide that this.
Well,
person,
he's the personality.
He's a personality.
Yeah,
and there's a cult following
our
him.
Culture.
Yeah,
okay.
Idolizes these.
Yeah,
media assassins.
I'm none.
Ask not what your contract.
How much better would that song be if it didn't have those cut-ins of the voices?
Oh, no, those are great. You build
usually,
up the tension. You're like,
I'm usually,
man, they're going to start rocking really soon.
I don't like it.
I'm usually against cutting shit in. But that's from the original thing. I do remember like when there was, after 9/11, there's that song... How many people want to kick some ass? Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. The
How
Toby
many
Keith
people
want to
kick some ass? No, it was a rock song. I do. That song?
No.
Anyway,
no.
That was out around the time 9/11. Then 9/11 happened, and then they did a splice in.
With Bush?
Yes, with Bush.
Like, I remember
these
this.
These evildoers. How many people want to kick some ass?
I remember
and it
that.
Was so,
it's so bad.
It gives me goosebumps fucking thinking about it. You know how you get like queer bumps when you hear something so fucking queer? You're like, oh, God, that is so fucking queer.
And you know what pisses you off? Because you know there's somebody that's going, yeah, this is
yeah,
so great.
You know it's like rocking somebody's balls
I
want to
kill them.
Oh, my God.
I got a great idea. Let's kill the rest of the people. They probably didn't have anything to
I
do
was
with
right,
it. Let's get them.
Right around that time, I was on Second Avenue going out with some girl who like wanted to go
in
into
New York?
No. I was on a plane.
That's ground zero. Oh, God, that's
right awful. About 9 a.m.
I was, it was a little bit after that. And
deep plane.
I was in the town where I live here, Nashville, right?
Las Vegas.
On 2nd Avenue. They have
live from Nashville, Tennessee.
Were you near Sobro?
I was, actually. I was near Sobraro, the pizza place. And across the street, there's some honky-tonks, and we went into a honky-tonk, and there was somebody playing that, what's the fucking song?
I'm proud to be
no,
an American.
The
Put a Boot in Your Ass, It's
the
American Way.
They're playing Boot in Your
Is
Ass.
Is that Toby Keith?
It was fucking ape shit. And the guy, because it was like a local guy doing a cover-up, mm-hmm. was like,
Sean Perry.
We'll put a boot in your ass. And he was, honestly, he was like, those damn sand bleeps. And he was really like, and
really?
People were... ape shit
wow.
like fuck God. And I was like I've got to get the fuck out
this
of
this country
here.
Scares me
it's pretty
it's
scary.
Pretty
not this country not the people just the beautiful countryside
yeah. the trees
the sunsets
the rows of corn and
trees their cum smell
cascading waterfalls
man
cascading
we got we sidetracked this. We
said?
Sidetracked didn't we
Did
we
got
you
a little
say cascading let's, waterfalls of cum
let's get back on track okay
back.
Who Who fucked more chickens?
What?
Foghorn Leghorn or Gonzo?
Wow.
They were both
chicken fuckers.
That's not even a question. Foghorn Leghorn was the rooster of his thing.
He was allowed.
However, Gonzo was like a pimp with chickens. He always had like a couple chickens.
That's blasphemy. That's blasphemy.
Well, Camilla was his
What was he doing girlfriend. With those chickens then?
Gonzo?
He loved his chickens as in a sexual way.
I don't know.
Well, I do know. He fucked those chickens.
Yeah, he fucked them.
Really?
I think he may have been exclusive
his,
with...
Why do you think his nose was
He may have
like
been
that.
Exclusive with Camilla. Well, before the Muppets in Space, you never knew that Gonzo was an alien. He just... He didn't know what he was. He was like, well, I'm just this weird thing. It's like, I guess I can fuck a chicken. Maybe I'm some kind of chicken.
Yeah.
And he was fucking chickens.
I think Gonzo is just like a drugged out Grover.
What do you think? What do you think his alien brothers thought when they came back to him? Like, dude, you've been fucking chickens? It's like, is that like prison sex? Where it's like, look, he was on Earth. Chickens are the closest thing.
If you're an alien, what does it matter? Human, chicken, it's all alien to
you. That's true. Mark doesn't judge. Mark would love a chicken.
Like, if you go to another planet and you fall in love with something that's not your species, what's the difference what it is?
That's a good point.
I mean, love doesn't see
even if
phylum or genus.
Even if you love a dog.
Is that real?
Those are both.
Are those real? Did I really say a real thing? I'm done on this.
So you're saying I can fall in love with the dog and that's
not on this planet.
On
another planet. On another planet, of course.
Phylum, order. Wait, no. Phylum, class,
order. Philo, beto.
Family.
Philodo.
Genus.
Homo.
Species.
Species.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it is.
Kingdom.
So I guess.
You left that kingdom.
He was some kind of bird. So he's fucking a bird. At least he's in the same.
Guess what I saw?
What'd you see?
I was in the shower. We have a little window out of our shower.
Yeah.
A peregrine falcon.
Get
with its with a dead bird in its.
Whoa,
that's awesome.
My side of the mountain. Awesome.
I was so freaked out.
It
took me a week to figure out it was a peregrine falcon.
Did you get on the internet?
You know how much Google searches I did?
Eagle, fly free.
Hawks and eagles. I was just like, you know what?
Sweet.
Let me look up falcon real quick. I like, there's no way it's a falcon. It was a falcon.
You saw a fucking falcon.
It was a falcon.
That's good luck, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's got to be.
You have to already be having good luck.
It had a dead bird in its grip.
That's a bad omen.
For the bird.
Yeah. The bird fly in your window?
For Gonzo.
It's bad if the bird flies in your window.
Is that really bad?
I'm going to say Foghorn Leghorn fucked more.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a chicken hawk. Whoa.
Whoa.
Next question. Who would you rather be?
Oh.
A Muppet or a Looney Tune?
There's a lot of danger in Looney Tunes.
But you can't be killed in Looney Tune.
Yeah.
You can only be steamroller fodder.
You can't be killed as a...
Can a Muppet be killed?
Muppet? Well, I don't know. Mr. Hooper died on Sesame Street. Those are maybe, but he wasn't a Muppet. He was just a human.
Well, some Muppets' jobs really stink. Like that one guy was like the stagehand.
Yeah.
That's
or you could be like really old.
Some people love being a stagehand.
I mean, depends on what you.
Oh, Scooter?
Yeah, Scooter.
What the fuck was Scooter?
He's just like the guy, his uncle owned the theater or
his
something.
His eyes were in his glasses.
His eyes were bigger than his stomach, actually.
His eyes.
You should see.
He didn't even have a stomach, so you're right.
Whoa.
His stomach was full of wrist.
His eyes were bigger than his stomach because he had Graves' disease. That's why.
Oh, sorry.
Ow.
Sorry.
Grape nuts.
What if when Scooter got old, he had to ride a.
A
Walker?
Texas Ranger. I was going to ask you to do your Walker Texas Ranger joke, but you say you don't tell jokes on this.
He doesn't like his jokes.
He doesn't like podcasts or jokes.
You can see him at El Comedy. He'll be there.
He'll be in the audience at El Comedy.
Yeah, you can come at come up to me after the show. I'll tell you a couple jokes. My favorite thing is whenever
bring a copy of this podcast. He'll sign
my favorite thing off stage is when someone's hey, man, tell me a joke, man. You're some kind of I love that. Know. I'll do
it's
that
the
for
best
people.
Thing to do.
You tell people jokes?
Sure.
I just go. Okay. I don't.
I go. You know how much cereal can you get in that coffin?
Wow.
That's what I tell them.
Hey guys.
Wait a second.
Let's move on.
That's one of my jokes. Sort of.
Kind of.
It's not really a joke.
It's funny.
I remember that joke.
It's just a dumb observation. I remember.
I don't even know if it's an observation.
It is.
Really.
Friend of the show, Troy Blackwood.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like he's listening.
Person you ever have never known. Asked me, he was like, what does that joke mean? I was like, what do you mean, what does it mean? It's a joke.
It means I'm a sick.
You know what I've discovered? If anyone asks you what any of your jokes mean, you can't explain any joke.
No.
It doesn't matter what the joke is. Because Beth, friend of the show, Beth Dan Donahue.
She's funny.
Beth
she
Dan
pulled me
Donahue.
Aside one day and she was like, I don't understand the pony joke. and have a joke about a pony.
Yeah.
Now
I don't understand. Oh. Right. It's like... I'll tell the joke because people are going to be mad.
Yeah, it's funny. It's
people are going to be mad. They're going to be mad that they didn't hear your jokes earlier.
Yeah.
We'll do them.
All right. So my ex is dating.
Yeah.
My ex is now dating a doctor.
Okay.
And which makes me feel really bad. Like I'll go pick up my daughter. She'll be like, hey, daddy, Dave bought me a pony. Mm-hmm. And now I feel terrible because now I have to murder a pony.
It's funny.
Laugh every time.
Yeah.
Beth doesn't get it. She's like, what does it mean? And I'm like,
I'm going to go kill that pony.
I'm going to kill the pony.
Why? I can't provide a pony for my daughter.
So I have to kill the pony.
Because I'm a loser.
Why are you going to kill the pony?
Right. Failure.
So why don't you just not let her have the pony? No. And that's the thing. That's the thing we get into.
You know why? Because stuff like that really happens to Beth. That didn't happen to
you. Yeah.
Just
Beth, she's really gotten pony presents.
That's an autobiography I would read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be.
She has an autobiography. She has a book.
Does she really?
Yeah. I never read it, but I've seen it.
I want to read it.
Wow. I want to read it.
When's
too.
It end?
Get it online. I'm sure you can eBay it.
I got to answer that real quick.
Okay. Pause.
And we're back.
Sorry about that, guys.
Man, you got the phone call.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Rude.
It's ridiculous. All right, so...
We have no idea what we're talking about. 6 hours went by.
Which do girls like more? Looney Tunes or Muppets?
Muppets. Girls like Muppets. They're so cute.
You know, but there's a lot...
They like
a lot of Tweety Bird t-shirts.
A lot of Tweety Bird shirts.
Oh, yeah. And Sylvester.
And tattoos. Think about tattoos.
A lot of Tweety Bird night shirts. A
lot of white trash. A lot of white trash tattoos of Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected.
I'm like Tweety Bird.
Oh, how many Tasmanian devil Betty tattoos Boop. Are in Smyrna? Oh, God.
How many people have a Betty Boop tattoo who's never seen Betty Boop?
Wow.
There was a
that's
guy.
Not Looney Tunes. Yeah,
that's
but.
True. But no, it's know, along but that.
Still.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I went to, there was a guy who sat in front of me and I was like, hey, how's it going today? He was like, seemed a little depressed. He's like, man, I'm not going to drink anymore. That's too much. He lifted up his sleeve on his short sleeve shirt and there's a giant Tweety Bird right there.
What?
And this was like in the early 90s.
Oh,
wow.
Not cool.
I entertain the idea of having Wile E. Coyote tattooed onto me.
Wow,
because everyone I think has their I'm like this one, and I always thought I'm like Wile E. Coyote because everything he does fails.
It's true, so true.
And he's
you are exactly
he's
like him.
Not the funniest one there, and he's brown and just
and he buys like generic stuff,
and he gets and he's got to be in debt.
He buys a big K.
There's no way he could afford all that shit.
I bet his chest hair smells like cigarette.
Yeah, so I thought about it, but I have this tattoo rule where I'm like, I'll wait a year, and if after a year I still want it, I don't get it.
That's pretty good. I like that. I wish more people would.
That's why I only have one tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Wile E. Coyote.
It's a Wile E. Coyote.
Life size.
Right on my lower back.
I'm going to get
my butt crack.
These are going to be my great tattoos. I'm going to get one that says ink, and then the second guy, hey, you want to see my ink? And then,
if I ever have to get a colostomy bag, I'm just going to get one right over my butt that says no entry, no exit.
Yeah. No exit. Wow.
Yeah. Entry only.
I knew a guy who had his arm amputated and he had a tattoo of the, you know, those dotted lines with scissors like on a coupon.
That's hilarious.
He had that.
I love
that. That's awesome.
That is pretty funny.
I don't really want a tattoo.
It's good to have a sense of humor about your
horrible, horrible disfigurement. So I don't know. I guess girls like I think girls like Muppets, right?
Girls love Muppets.
Yeah, yeah. But they like it's a tough one.
Are we talking about like trashy girls?
I would say that girls would watch Muppets before they would watch Looney Tunes.
It may be a little late to ask this question.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Looney Tunes and Muppets? Oh, just kidding, guys. I know this one.
Which one has a bigger dick?
Who had better movies? Looney Tunes had movies like Space Jam. Yeah. Muppets had all the Muppet movies.
Yeah,
Labyrinth.
Muppet movies.
Dark Crystal.
You
that's a
that?
Muppet movie that counts as Muppets.
Muppet movies are fantastic.
They're great.
I mean, not all. I'm not a great Muppet Caper fan, but I like most of the other ones.
To make it a little more fair, I will allow you to count Roger Rabbit as a Looney Tune because there's Looney Tunes in that.
Well,
Roger Rabbit was pretty cool, but
Roger Rabbit's
Muppet,
awesome.
The Muppet movies are great.
Muppet movies are fantastic.
Muppets win. Okay.
They felt like an event.
Who had more human characters?
Muppets.
Because who's a human in Muppets? And Looney Tunes, there's Yosemite Sam's a human.
Yosemite Sam.
My brother has a tattoo. Yosemite Sam.
Elmer Fudd.
Elmer Fudd's a human.
There's a lot of
the mad scientist guy was a human.
Whenever I feel like,
who was that big guy that was a heart? Harry Hart.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. There's the well, there's the doctor who's the doctor, based on that's what's the mad his
scientist.
Name?
He was in that one.
Yes, and there was gangsters in there. That yeah, were humans.
Yeah, see,
and the police officer. Oh, saw Bugs Bunny. That guy. Yeah, is, you know,
there's Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah. Yes, there are a lot of there's a lot of people's feet. Whenever there's, I feel like there's
just you're thinking feet. Of Tom
stuck
and Jerry.
On, stuck on the island.
Is there no Sylvester? Were, is there
oh,
no
yeah,
people's
the two guys on the island who want to eat
was
each
a
other?
Hamburger and a hot dog.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of humans, but yeah. Then again, Muppets had tons of
humans. Tons of humans. Yeah. There's like new
in
humans.
An audience every week, for
and
humans.
Waldorf and Statler.
Was there was mixed. Like, I don't know.
I don't think
mixed. Waldorf and Statler.
Hmm.
Are we? We can't.
Oh,
are we can't.
Talking about human like
human
Beaker and Bunsen are humans.
Those, yeah, they're human.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm gonna say Muppets.
That breaks because, it up.
I mean, now I understand. The
you do realize
I
that the Bugs Bunny was everybody in that was a cartoon, right?
I know, but I mean, like, you know,
they didn't they have one where they cut to? They had a few where they'd cut to actually live action.
No, they had like human hands come in and draw.
Yeah,
and it like
yeah.
erased Daffy.
Duckamuck.
Like
yeah,
Duckamuck. Yeah.
Oh, Duckamuck's awesome.
All right, next question.
You're good at this.
Who would you rather hang out with, Muppets or Looney Tunes?
Probably Muppets.
Waldorf and Statler, man. They're the best.
If I'm at their house,
yeah.
Looney Tunes. If they're at my house, Muppets.
Yeah.
Muppets would fuck your house up, man.
They would.
They'd throw salad around
yeah,
and fish.
Yeah, but the Looney Tunes.
They're not going to explode your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably. No, well, they might explode.
Well,
Waldorf and Statler. You got to hang it. They're
your
awesome.
House standing.
Waldorf and Statler are awesome.
They are.
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
Wait, are you saying Waldorf and Statler?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Waldorf. And Statler.
Are they pretty good?
They're the old you.
You
don't
you just said it like
don't
like,
be a jerk.
It's like
I know.
It's
what it
like
is.
This.
Listen,
like this.
Don't be a
if
mark.
There was a third one. It would be this. All right.
If I was a Muppet, I'd be Waldorf.
Oh, they're awesome. They're so awesome.
This sucks. Who?
Ah, you're a fag. Ah,
wow.
All right, Muppets versus Looney Tunes.
Did I peek a little bit on that one?
A little.
Sorry,
Muppets and
who so. Made who made life harder for children with speech impediments? Because
well,
the Muppets had like
flood.
Like Beaker, that's a stroke victim.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
And well, because I was explaining to Sean the other day, like there's two kinds of strokes. There's the one on this side of your brain where you like you can talk, but you have no inflection in your voice because your earlobe's patched. And then there's the other side where you have inflection, but you don't say any words. You're like. Those are different strokes, and I feel like Beaker...
different strokes rule the world.
Strokes are different.
I think the first one you described is called the Cronkite.
He had a stroke no one knew. Although, you know, that's on the Muppet side. On the Looney Tunes side is everyone else.
Yeah.
Well,
every
yeah,
single
Mel
character.
Daffy Duck.
Like, stuttering. Sylvester had a flisp.
Everybody's got a speech impediment.
Elmo Fudd had this little whatever. Baby Bear on the Muppets had that. Hello, I'm a Muppet, you know.
Yeah.
Little Steve Gertie's disease.
Yeah.
I feel like that's sort of
Faye Fuzzy or Carthrey.
That's sort of empowering for cause if every Looney Tune character has a speech impediment, it's like I'm just like,
but if you're a kid and you're stammering, people are going to be like, hey, what's a porky pig?
Yeah, that's a good point. Worse,
that's hurt. That's hurtful. Know?
Yeah.
And I don't think Muppets really had.
I think Looney Tunes was trying to be hurtful.
Yeah. Looney Tunes. Well, maybe. Muppets had like Cookie Monster didn't speak well.
No.
You know, cookie, me, cookie, you know, and
yeah.
And Elmo doesn't really speak well. He speaks in the third. It's like teaching children to speak and he's doing it wrong.
Man, the kid shouldn't watch any of these shows, to be honest with you.
It's all bad.
No.
Satan. Next question.
Make you hate Japanese people.
Yeah. You don't need anyone to help you. Just go down to Pearl Harbor Memorial.
Yeah.
Look in that glass bottom boat and you tell me.
Drop $2,500 on a Sony TV.
Yeah.
See it on sale
exactly.
Next week.
Watch Iron Chef and then you'll change your mind back because it's fucking sweet. Next question.
Shink.
Manamana.
Do-do-do-do-do.
All right. Next question. Better medium, cartoon or puppets?
Oh.
And Sean mentioned this. They were both, these are in the golden age. They were both done by hand.
These are handmade.
I got
kind of excited about
handmade.
The fact that they
he
were
felt like
made.
This was an important point.
They're made by hand.
No
people
computers.
People drew just hundreds and hundreds of cells.
People cut foam to make guns.
People cut foam, sewed it together.
Animated.
Just,
I mean, I think there are some robotics
nice.
Involved.
Just nice. Just nice.
It's all beautiful, guys.
It's just nice.
It's all beautiful.
I'm sorry.
I think Muppets had a little more style. Cartoon's a cartoon. And they weren't always drawn I like Muppets. You can see Muppets shining through stuff. It's not a puppet. It's a Muppet. You can tell.
Yeah.
Even Yoda, who isn't technically a Muppet,
is he?
Still
is
kind
he
of
not?
Looks like a Muppet.
Yeah. Frank Oz.
Jinx.
Personal hex.
You owe me a hamburger.
No, I can't owe you a hamburger.
Who's quoted more? Looney Tunes or Muppets?
That's tough.
What's up, Doc? You're despicable versus what? Waka waka waka.
Waka waka.
Oh, Kermit.
Kermit.
Meep, 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 meep.
Yeah. Yep, 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 yep. Yeah. Flurbin, scrubin, flurbin.
Yeah.
Eat up, bleatin, bloutin, blobin.
I got something to say.
Animal was definitely not that drummer because...
No.
Too many arms.
Yeah.
Actually, no. There was only one hand in Animal. He's a puppet.
Sorry.
What are you singing?
Def Leppard.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
I'm trying not to sing so much.
Yeah.
Whoa, we're going over, guys.
Oh, okay. Let's get this wrap this up.
Can an MP3
speed round? Lightning round.
Let's go. Boom.
Bigger dick.
More. Who won?
Who
won? Who win? Who won?
Who win?
Who win?
Who wins?
Fuck it. Next one. Who's better for America?
Ooh.
Bugs Bunny sold war bonds.
Yeah, he did.
Kermit the Frog tried to tell everybody to live under a rainbow.
Yeah.
I think there's a definite liberal conservative difference here.
Bugs,
I would say
Bugs
better
bugs.
For America?
Yeah.
No. Bugs. Kermit's bringing people together.
Who cares about that? We need to I'm about imperialism.
All right. Mark Stronger. So he wins that one.
Monarchy.
Next question. Bigger dick. Who had a bigger dick?
Foghorn Leghorn. He was huge.
Who blew up more?
Oh.
They both blew a lot of shit up.
Yeah, Looney Tunes did it on a big scale, though.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes did it on a big scale. Gonzo was always exploding.
And yeah.
There was that bomber. Remember that terrorist clown or whatever who would just like blow shit up? No, they had like a terrorist kind of looking guy with like a beard and crazy eyes, a Muppet, and he would hold like a bomb.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure they got rid of him by now. That. Look it up. It's fucking hilarious.
Google
it's
it.
Stupid. All right. Who were better friends? Muppets or the Looney Tunes?
Better
Muppets.
Friends.
Muppets.
Yeah, Looney Tunes are shitty friends.
Yeah, they backstab.
Yeah, they didn't even like each other really very much.
Bugs in Duck Amuck. He was repainting Daffy. He was torturing Daffy. He was just repainting him. And
I like how you know the names to everything.
He knows the actual cartoon.
Duckamuck's great.
I'm always like, you know the one where this happened.
Yeah.
Duckamuck.
Yeah.
Duckamuck.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right. God damn it.
Oh, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
I got to get that.
All right.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Is that the end of the podcast?
No,
we'll come back. We'll come back.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
God
we're back.
God damn it. All right. Let's just
I'm having pizza.
Oh, pizza.
You're having pizza. That
great.
Makes me sad.
We have another question.
Call One me. Last question, and this is really the most important question
okay.
of all.
Yes.
Funnier.
Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes.
Man, I don't know.
Looney Tunes is so funny.
It's funny.
Looney Tunes.
Muppets are funny.
Muppets are very funny. But
Muppets are very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like you watch it with a big smile on your face. You're like, this is great.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes, there's LOL.
I would guess I would LOL more than Looney Tunes. But yeah. Singing in the bits. Funny.
He murdered that guy. Ah! Turn off that light.
Brilliant.
I love it. I'm a Looney Tunes fan.
Oh, Looney
Tunes. I'm biased. I like them both.
Muppets
but
funny, too. I can't
think They were really funny. I really like. I enjoyed the Muppets a lot.
I laugh at the Muppets, too, though.
Yeah. I laugh at them.
Somebody getting married.
Yeah.
That was great.
You see Wile E. Coyote. You just, he's
okay.
miserable.
Yeah, no. That,
you see him get exploded, and he's just so sad. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
he's
you're right.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Ah,
when Elmer Fudd thinks he killed a rabbit,
so stupid.
And he starts crying.
He's so stupid.
We're going to have roast rabbit. We're going to have roast rabbit.
Halson Freffo. All right, guys. Who won?
Man.
Who would you say won?
We all won.
America.
Puerto Freedom. Rico. Puerto Rico.
Out of these two, who won?
Looney Tunes. I go Looney Tunes.
I stick with it. I started with Looney Tunes. I'm ending with Looney Tunes.
I gotta.
And Corey Glover.
Stay true.
I still like Muppets, but I think Looney Tunes did win.
Looney Tunes is awesome.
Well, you know what that means?
We could do questions next time that are more angled towards Muppet wins.
I don't skew the questions. Feel free to write questions if you feel like I'm.
No, I'm just saying we could skew the questions so we.
Oh, like who?
No, I think you're doing great. I don't want to screw up the mojo of the show.
Yeah, man. This is perfect. It couldn't be better, frankly.
Sean absolutely has nothing to do. Like, you write the questions. I upload this and save it. Sean just shows up and is brilliant.
He shows up and he's funny.
I helped him write some of the questions sometimes.
I bounce questions off of him.
I don't believe it.
I help.
No.
I don't really. I wish I did.
You just want free hamburger.
I love hamburgers.
Oh, I owe him a hamburger. We're going to go get hamburgers now.
Yeah.
So you know
by hamburgers, he means pussy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
I want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality, the cult of personality.